Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. It's the close of the work week, and trusting you're geared to recharge your batteries as you enjoy your Father's Sabbath rest. Our scripture focus today is Proverbs 10 verse 22. And I'll read it from the Amplified Classic. It says, "The blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it." Today's title is The Blessing of the Lord. Proverbs 10:22 declares that the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil. Today we delve into the concept of true prosperity, emphasizing the spiritual and relational riches that accompany God's blessing. Aligning our lives with God's principles leads to holistic abundance beyond material wealth. And looking at the life of Joseph, we understand the deeper meaning of prosperity. His unwavering faith and integrity lead to prosperity even in the midst of trials. This teaches us that true prosperity is not only financial wealth, but also spiritual fulfillment, emotional well-being, and relational harmony. The Bible says Joseph, a slave and a prisoner, prospered in everything he did because the Lord was with him, and his masters prospered because of him, and they also acknowledged that. The difference was the blessing, which is a force that causes us to excel no matter our circumstances. And the key takeaways and success principles here: our true prosperity is not merely about material wealth, but encompasses spiritual, emotional, and relational abundance. God's blessings bring fulfillment and contentment that surpasses material possessions. Aligning our lives with God's principles lead to holistic abundance and lasting prosperity. We should also prioritize spiritual growth and relational health alongside material success. When we cultivate gratitude and contentment in every season of life, we recognize God's blessings. We seek God's guidance and align our actions with His will to experience true prosperity. In conclusion, Proverbs 10:22 reminds us that true prosperity comes from the blessing of the Lord, which encompasses far more than financial gain. As we align our lives with God's principles and walk in obedience, we experience holistic abundance that brings fulfillment, contentment, and lasting prosperity. Now, here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I embrace the true prosperity that comes from aligning my life with God's principles, experiencing abundance in every area of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them, and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says, "The world is waiting for us to demonstrate God, so go out Make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless. Have a restful weekend and see you again next week.